Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day on this broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. I truly thank God that I was able enough to come alive to bring forth the Word of God. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ for His blessing and His mercy. Thank God for being on this beautiful day. And thank God for being on this radio broadcast again. Thank God for you as a listener are able to hear the Word of God. Good morning to everyone in the Treasure Coast, everyone around the world who are able to hear the Word of God. We truly thank God for those who have transmitter radios. Praise God, those who use their laptops, your tablets, or whatever device that you are using to able to hear the Word of God. I truly thank God that He used technology to His benefit to get the Word across around the world. Good morning to those who are able to hear the Word of God. You are out and about, are able-minded to do the will of God, to do what God commands you to do. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the Floridians. Thank God. Thank God for those in other parts of the state. I truly thank God for Jesus. And one thing I love about God, when God told Jeremiah, when he came, when he gave his life to God, God chose Jeremiah to be the prophet for the nation. And God told Jeremiah, praise God, "Thank you, Lord, for I know the plans I have for you." Thank God. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And that Jeremiah 29:11, that we are to declare the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God got a plan for every one of us. Right now, praise God, He knows your future. He knows your present. He knows your past. Praise God. God knows the plan for you today. But one thing about it, God knows us. Praise God. We are His church. We are supposed to represent Him in the body of Christ. Praise God. We are His temple. Praise God. To worship Him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. We are spirit, but we are house and a body that God designed. Praise God. But we are the church of Zion. And we are to focus, to discern, to know the will of God, to know His plan. God have a purpose for every one of us, a purpose for you and me to do His will and to knowledge His word and to understand what He wants us to know in the days we are in. Oh, I thank God for Jesus Christ. Those who are able-minded, praise God, who are discerning the will of God, who want to have more relationship with God. I thank God we need to stay focused and knowing that the Lord is with us at all times. God wants us to have that relationship, to release, to know His will, and to understand what His purpose is for us. That's why He told Jeremiah, "I know the plan for you." He knows the plan for every one of us. But one thing about it, we got to trust God every step of the way. We got to know the Lord in the days to come. Praise God, because days are coming. Praise God. Mega is coming. Something big is coming on this earth. And we as the Church of Zion, we need to be ready at all times. We need to be ready, praise God, because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus soon to come. But one thing about it, we as the Church of Zion, the body of Christ, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, we need to be ready at all times. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank God for Jesus. Praise God. I'm going into the book of Joel, the second chapter. Praise God, pertaining to us as the church, what God requires of us. Praise God. Anytime that we open up the Holy Bible, praise God, we are a mirror. The Holy Bible is a mirror. Praise God. But we supposed to be a mirror to God so God can see himself in us and upon us. And I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself, praise God, that we will have the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we have an image of our Heavenly Father. Praise God. We are a mirror to God. And when God don't see himself, praise God, in us, we are in serious trouble. Praise God. But we need to take heed to the word of God. And I truly thank God for what he is in the days that we are facing right now. Praise God. Every day, praise God, we need to be seeking God. We need to be fasting and praying. Praise God. We need to be in supplication. Praise God, to know the will of God. And Joel, the second chapter, I praise God. And I'm going to read from the Translation Bible and from the King James. Praise God. Sound the alarm in Jerusalem. Let the blast of the warning trumpet be heard upon thy holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, for the day of the Lord is judgment approaches. Now today, people don't fear God today. People don't fear God. Even the people who go to the house of God don't have no desire for Jesus Christ no more. They don't have no desire to open their Bible or to pray or to worship the Lord. They don't have no desire. But listen what the Lord say. The fear of God, hallelujah, is coming upon this earth. Praise God. And I thank God. He say, let everyone tremble in fear, for the day of the Lord, judgment approaches. So that means that God is coming, praise God, and he going to pour out his judgment upon the earth. You know, now today, people don't want to hear no doom or sermon, praise God. They don't want to hear, oh God going to do this, praise God. Some people have the itching ear. They want to hear the sweet things. They don't want to hear what God is saying. They want God to sugarcoat it. But God's not going to sugarcoat it. You hear what the Lord say. Judgment is coming upon this earth. Praise God. And we need to get our act together as the Church of Zion. We need to get our act together because we represent God. God is preparing us of the thing that's coming on this earth. And we cannot be laid back. We cannot be so relaxed, praise God. We need to be on our faith. In supplication, in sackcloth, prayer and fasting, seeking the will of God, to know the will that God has for his people. That's what God told Jeremiah. I know the plan, Jeremiah. Praise God. Because God ordained Jeremiah to be the prophet, praise God, of the nation. God ordained every one of us to do his will. And we cannot lax, praise God. We cannot let the devil have us in a sleep mode, praise God, that we cannot hear or not able to hear the voice of God. We got to have our spiritual antenna be alert at all times. God for every one of us, praise God, who represent us, represent him, praise God, he holds every one of us to be the watchman on the wall. And we are to tell his people, praise God, that things is coming on this earth. Praise God. But I truly thank God for Jesus. And then he said, it is a day of darkness and gloom of black cloud and thick darkness. What a mighty army. It covers the mountain like night. How great, how powerful these people are. And talking about, thank God, he talking about the righteous people. They're going to be the strong people. We are going to be strong. Praise God. We'll be able, praise God, to stand against anything that the devil gets out. Praise God. We're not going to be worried about what the enemy say. We're going to be concerned what God say when it comes to his word. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And then the Lord say, praise God, how great, how powerful these people are. They light. The lights of them have not been seen before and never will again. Throughout the generation of the world, fire goes before them and follow them on every side. Ahead of them, the land lies fair as Eden's garden in all its beauty. But they destroy it to the ground. Not one thing escaped. They look like tiny horses and they run as fast. See, God gave Joel a prophetic vision of what about to take place in our time. We are in the generation to come. And I thank God. And George saw this. God gave him a vision of what about to take place of a people. Praise God. Strong and mighty. Praise God. And George saw this. Praise God. To prepare us of the thing that is coming on this earth. And we need to be ready at all times. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when our elder brother is coming back for his church. But we need to be ready. We need to be equipped. As Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. We need to be ready at all times. Because you don't know, praise God. But we need to be alert. We need to be watching. And we need to be praying. And we need to be fasting. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory. And then he said here, praise God, fear grips the waiting people. Their face grow pale and afraid. These soldiers charge like infantry. They scale the wall like picked and trained commandos. Straight forward, they march, never break ranks. They never crowd each other. Each is right in place. No weapon can stop them. Praise God. So that's the reason why we need to be equipped with the word of God. We need to put on the armor of God himself. As David did. He came to face the giant. But one thing about it. Something simple for him to conquer the enemy. Praise God. And thank God is the word of God. We got to stand firm and stand strong. We can't let nothing shake our foundation. We cannot let the enemy take us back in fear. But we're going forward to fear the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Think about what God got a plan for you. His plan is for his people. Let's get ourselves ready for the days to come. Let's seek his faith more than ever before. Let's face everything that come our way. And one thing about it, the Lord is on our side. So my brothers and sisters, let's keep the work that God command us to do. And let's stand firm in his word. God bless you. Have a happy Saturday.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.